On Tuesday, the Associated Press published a photograph of a father and his young daughter who had drowned trying to cross the Rio Grande. Their names were Oscar Alberto Martinez Ramirez and Valeria, and they were trying to reach the United States from El Salvador. The photograph is as controversial as it is devastating. Ramirez apparently tried to cross the river after waiting months for an asylum application interview in the U.S. The photographer who took the photo said Valeria tried to jump after him when they were both swept away. And the photo, which was shared widely on social media yesterday, puts a spotlight on the desperation that migrants face trying to reach the United States in the face of policy changes by the Trump administration and Mexico. Patrick Timmons is a freelance journalist who writes for The Guardian in Mexico. Patrick, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Tanzania.
Let's talk a little bit about that river, in particular Rio Grande. The Trump administration has put limits on how many people can enter the United States and where they can enter from. Can you describe to us whether or not that has encouraged more crossings at the Rio Grande, and also what the region is like? What is the depth of the river for those who haven't been themselves?
The Rio Grande River is obviously one of the longest rivers in the world, and there are really two parts to this river. There's the Upper Rio Grande, which is around El Paso, which is in the desert and, you know, sometimes has very low water flow. But then when we get into South Texas, the river flows in the springtime and early summer. The river just gets filled with water. It's extremely dangerous. It's got hidden currents underneath it. There are whirlpools underneath it. Locals, both in Piedras Negras, Eagle Pass, where I am, also in South Texas, Matamoros, Brownsville, locals know not to go into the water. It's one of the first things that they tell you. They're just amazed. When you speak to locals, they're just amazed that migrants are putting themselves in danger by going into this river.
Patrick, what do we know so far? I mean, obviously, we're having this conversation as the southern border crisis evolves, but most recently, there was a devastating photo that was published by the Associated Press that showed a father and a daughter who had tried to make that crossing and died in the process. Do we know anything about the story behind why they chose that route?
They chose that route because people have been metered at the bridges, which means to say that when an asylum-seeking migrant arrives in a Mexican border town, they have to find somebody who's holding this list, which is going to give them the opportunity for an asylum interview, a credible fear interview, on the U.S. side. And the lists are very long. In Piedras Negras, where I am, the list is closed. You can't really get onto the list at all. So people have been doing these journeys for a very long time, right, from Central America and other places too, and crossing up through Mexico. And then they get to the border and they're stuck. They can't cross at the bridge. So the only thing that's open to them is to brave their lives in the river. And that's apparently one of the things that happened to this family, the father and daughter who died. They had arrived in Matamoros, Brownsville. And whether or not they were on the list or not, one of the things that migrants know is that they know that they have to spend a long time waiting in Mexico. I have read some of the things about this story and, you know, is metering at the bridges responsible for these deaths? Well, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's responsible for the deaths or not, but I know that people risk their lives because they cannot stay in Mexico. And I think that's one of the things to point out right now about why these situations are happening with more frequency up and down the Rio Grande River. Mexico has turned into the wall. And this is a pretty obvious point. Migrants in Mexico are now terrified of being deported because they cannot transit the country without papers, and most of these people do not have papers. Furthermore, Mexico doesn't want people crossing into the United States. If migrants cross into the United States from Mexico, the United States is going to take this as a sign that Mexico is not serious about the agreement that it recently reached with the United States. And there's the possibility and the threat of tariffs, which Mexico wants to avoid. So there are fast-track deportations in Mexico, and if migrants are discovered by immigration agents, they get sent back to the places that they come from. And that's obviously not what they want.
Patrick Timmons is a freelance journalist who writes for The Guardian, and he's based in Mexico City. Patrick, thank you for your work.
Thank you so much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.